From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dr. Randy Shannon is an author. Her book is called Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. She's a speaker and naturopathic doctor who believes that supplementation and natural remedies are essential when it comes to everyday health. And she is a member of the CriticalHealthNews.com team. Randy, welcome back, Doc. How are you?
So great to be back with you, George. I think you and I are the only two that are not frozen in the country, but it's getting close here in Florida. We're going down to 20, 30 degrees from what I've heard.
I'm in St. Louis. It's going to be minus 13 this week.
Oh, then you are cold. Sorry about that.
That is cold. Can you believe we're rolling along almost into February already?
I don't even know what's happening with time. It is just absolutely flying by. I woke up the other day and I was 58. What happened?
You sound like You're 35, for crying out loud.
Well, inside, yes. Everything is there. That's 35. But unfortunately, that clock keeps ticking.
Why does time seem to go by so fast sometimes?
I don't know. Another day around the sun. I can't figure out why. You know, some people say it's the matrix that we're in. It didn't used to fly this fast, but I bet everybody feels that way. You know,
does it get faster the older you get?
Feels like it. We think so just because I think we're older, we're wiser, we're more concise. We're targeted in what we want to do, and so we're just always really focused on our time and trying to fit everything in. So I think because of that, we're not resting as much, and time just flies.
Lately, I've been studying how people, well-known Hollywood actors and actresses who have passed on in their 70s, 80s, 90s, I'm curious how they died, and it's kind of interesting that almost none of them die from natural causes. And I want you to explain what natural causes might be in a moment, Randy, if you can. But they die from something, you know, they either get pneumonia, they have kidney failure, something breaks down in their system. Is that just a process of aging?
No, that's a process of deficiency. And, you know, you mentioned my book, the very reason for the book is to bring attention to that amazing body part that we really don't think about, which is the tongue. That's the direct mirror of the organs and of the blood. And they knew that thousands of years ago. I always say I practice 5,000-year-old original medicine. So that was clearly long before lab work existed. And, you know, there was three civilizations separated by geography that all concluded the same thing, is that the tongue shows internal health. And so if people were paying attention to that, then they would see those signs via the discoloration, cracks, coating, dryness. And those are signs of internal imbalance. And that involves digestion, circulation, the liver, which is so important. The tongue is not just for speech or taste. It was actually the way to diagnose what was going on. You see it on the surface, but it's times millions on the inside. And so people are not paying attention to those signs, and therefore they're dying early. And it's really disheartening.
When the human body was created by, let's say, God, God didn't, whether you want to call him a he or she, didn't miss a trick.
Absolutely not. No. And, you know, when you mention a natural cause of death, that means that the body failed because of this internal biological process. So that's not trauma, not poisoning, not accidents, not violence. It's literally disease-related from the body's own systems being worn down because they weren't given anything.
When somebody, Dr. Shannon, dies of a drug overdose, What happens to them physically to cause them to die?
Whole systems are shutting down. You know, it just, I suppose it depends on which drug. I mean, some of them make the systems just go off the rail, if you will. You know, I don't really want to talk about individual drugs necessarily, but there are some that just make us go super hyper off the rail. And I'm sure that's not fun. That puts them into heart attack, stroke level, just heart failure things. I knew somebody who abused drugs and really pretty much every kind, and their heart just literally exploded in their body.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And sometimes prescription drugs in the wrong combination could hurt you, can't they?
Horrible. And I don't know of any studies out there where they're saying, hey, this drug interacts with this drug. Don't do it. They just wait until you take it in most cases, and then you have a reaction, and sometimes near death, and sometimes death. And then they'll say, well, it was whatever your issue was. Nobody's really going to take the blame for that. So I do hope that they get on the hook here sooner rather than later.
Well, with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com, we're going to take calls very shortly. The lines are open, so jump aboard. Ask a question about yourself or somebody you care about. If you miss what she tells you, maybe you're driving or maybe you're in bed just listening to the show, call this number. Remember it, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That'll make you remember it easier. There's a staff behind her right now taking notes on everything she will be saying, so take advantage of that. And the website to go to is criticalhealthnews.com. Dr. Shannon's book is called Tongue Tales. Let's talk a little bit more about the good old tongue. Does it do?
Well, I mean, it literally is connected to every organ in the body. It's the map, literally, of the body. 5,000 years ago, they called the people who would look at it, they were called priest physicians. And they would look at the tongue, but they didn't stop there. They also looked at the nails, which is another one that I do. And they did the face, they did the eyes, the skin, the pulse. They're looking at the color, the moisture, any odors coming off of it, the coatings. And they did it in ancient Egypt. It was done in traditional Chinese medicine and the Ayurvedic, which was out of India. So again, all over the world, and they were all using the same thing, which was the tongue. And they would look at that before they ever gave any kind of an herb or told them what, you know, changes maybe that they needed to make, because that is the tongue, especially, is the visible extension of the digestive tract. It's the window into the quality of the blood, and it's definitely a warning system before disease is even formed.
When you eat something, Dr. Shannon, is it the tongue that creates the flavor?
Well, we have taste buds in there. So create the flavor. We have different sections of the tongue where you'll taste bitter versus sweet. So the flavor's already in it. Just matters where it's kind of landing in your mouth.
How do the taste buds work?
Well, God, in his infinite wisdom, gave us something that made us actually enjoy food. And that's what the taste buds are.
You did a remarkable job doing it. For people who want your book, Tongue Tales, where do they find it?
They can hop out on Amazon for that. That's super simple. And for the analysis that I do, that's just at my website. They can go and read about it. I do have other packages for people with cancers or, you know, one of my specialties is I love to take on what would be super scary to other doctors, especially other people in my field, naturopaths. They don't love those ones that are life and death. And I do, because we have such great success with it. We can't help to save everyone, but we definitely give hope, because I always have hope. I never, ever give up on a patient. Never. As long as they want to go the natural route and they want to keep on fighting for their life, that's what we do.
All right, we're going to come back in just a moment with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com and start your phone calls. We'll take calls next hour with her as well. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. The staff is behind her taking notes like crazy. And they will be 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. You ready for some calls, Dr. Randy?
Let's do it. Let's
start by going east of the Rockies. Paul in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Paul, take it away.
Yes. Good morning. Quick question. What would Dr. Shannon recommend? I was diagnosed with acromegaly a number of years ago.
What is that, Paul?
It happens to do with a person's growth hormone. And also, I eventually lost my eyesight as well.
And you're asking about what specific issue?
My eyesight, and what products would Dr. Randy Shannon recommend?
Randy, I don't think there's any supplementation that'll bring back eyesight, is there?
Well, it just depends. I mean, I would want to talk to him about it, but questions, how long has the eyesight been gone? What he has is not actually that common, but it is out there. And, the first things that you would want to do is reduce the inflammation, for sure. You got to find the sources and then reduce them. Then you have to support very specific systems for this: the pituitary, the hypothalamic, the liver. You have to clear that one of excess hormones. So there's a lot that's going on there. They say that the medical doctors would do a surgery to remove a tumor. They would give certain medications for blocking of certain things. So there's a lot going on. But nutrient-wise, this is my wheelhouse. And if this was something that I was dealing with personally, I would make sure that I was getting the Zinc FX that the Critical Health team has, any of the magnesium products. There's some really good ones in there. If you're not getting natural sunlight, then you need to get the supplement. Ours is super clean. I really love ours. The EFAs. And then there's some herbs that I would supplement. Green tea would be something I would have in the diet. A brain and heart pack is always my foundation for everything. So you would have to go to according to your weight, your age, height, and weight. And then I would add the sweet ease in that. So I'm giving you quite a bit here, but if it was me, I would do this and I would throw the book at it. I'm not about scant, and I'm known for being an aggressive naturopathic doctor. I don't hold back on what I would use for a remedy. And whenever I take a client on, I always tell them, this is what I would do personally. Or for the four young men that are the most important people in my life, my sons, this is what I would do for them. And that's how I treat my clients. So it's what we would do. It's not what's going to get me that big, beautiful house. It's not about that. It never has been. It's always about getting the remedy for the patient. And then guess what? They'll refer somebody down the road. And that's all I ask for. Because everybody, the goal is to always get them better and move them on anyway.
And you do a great job with that.
Thank you. One couple of the things there, he's got to get rid of any kind of sugars, refined carbohydrates, and this really goes for anybody. The super processed sugars got to go. And for sure, seed oils and glutens.
Paul, if you miss anything, call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Had a story before you came on, Dr. Randy, about monk fruit is being good for inflammation and things like that. What is monk fruit?
That's actually natural, the monk fruit, and it's actually one of the best ones where it doesn't, it causes the least amount of stress in the body. So that's right up there with one of my favorites. And the sweetness actually doesn't come from sugar in a monk fruit. It comes from something called magrocyte. And so it also has, it just doesn't raise an insulin in the body. It doesn't feed cancer cells. It doesn't spike the blood sugar. It doesn't damage the pancreas. All these processed sugars do all of this damage. The processed sugars cause inflammation. A monk fruit doesn't. So again, it's one of my favorites. It's right up there.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Dr. Randy?
Well, George, we have one from Agnes in Tempe, Arizona. She wants you, Randy, to talk about kombucha and if it's good for you.
Kombucha.
Okay, so that is, of course, in every store. It's sold everywhere. I would, you know, just because there's a lot of backyard creators of that, so I would always just be very careful. But it's a fermented tonic, I guess, if you will. It's kind of the best way to say it. It's not from the tea itself, and it's really good for people that have any kind of a gut issue. It's got probiotics in it galore. And so it really helps improve digestion, the gut microbiome as a whole. It strengthens the gut lining. So anybody out in the audience that's listening to this, you know, watch for that. It's a great because it contains organic acids. Excuse me. It supports the liver's ability to bind and remove toxins. So it's pretty fantastic.
And they talk about all kinds of things, that vitamin D might become the new supplement wonder vitamin. What do you think of that?
I love it. And I've known people taking that in huge abundance for years. So when I have a serious situation with a client, my question is always, are you getting any sunshine? If not, this is how many bottles I would take. And, you know, if you have a chance to get in the sun, do that and take the supplement. So I love the D3K2 that we have. That D3 turns the immune cells on and off correctly. That's why it's so important. And it's just really good with balancing the immune response. It helps the body to fight viruses better. People recover faster from things. It's really great in fighting abnormal cell growth. Very important to have that. So sit in the sun if you can get it. And if you're not getting any, which most of the country isn't, that is a staple.
Especially with the weather we've been having lately. Let's go to Port Huron, Michigan. Harry's with us. Hello, Harry.
Well, hello there, George and Dr. Shannon. I got a couple questions. Now you just made me another question. The first one is, I have a friend in this building who has cellulitis and not a good quality of life at all. He's got the wounds and everything, the compression socks and everything. He's in a wheelchair now. I just want to see a better life for him, a lot better life than this for him. What can be done for cellulitis?
Okay, first of all, clean up the diet. Hugely critical. Do you know if they've done that?
No, I don't.
That's number one, because, and that goes for everybody. If you're not cleaning up the diet, you are just leaving the front door wide open, the back door, the side door, for anything to walk in. And it can go in any direction. If you have a weakness in any organ or any system, you are allowing bad things to come in. Every day I talk to clients and they'll tell me something that's going on, and it's always a result of something that they were doing a long time ago or that they're continuing to do now. We are famous for sabotaging ourselves and shortening our own lives. So number one, cleaning up the diet. No wheat, barley, rye, oatmeal, or buckwheat. No fried foods, no foods cooked in any oils, no processed meats. Start there. Then a brain and heart pack, baseline for 100% of my clients, 100% of them. And I want to go back. I've said this months ago on the George Norrie show about supplementation on something like Amazon, for example, and I'm not here to disparage them, but China can create a fake label and does, and then those fake labels that you will not notice by your bare eye, the slight differences, they'll put a bad supplement into that bottle and you think you're ordering this company's products and you are not. So you have to get it from like the critical health team so that you know that you're getting it straight from the warehouse. Bottom line, I will not play around with that just because maybe I can have it in 24 hours or overnight. You're playing with your life and you're probably getting synthetics. You're probably getting glutens and all kinds of fillers that take you over that cliff a whole lot faster than you were bargaining for. So do not buy on those bargain sites. Okay. For this person, they're going to need probiotic. They're going to need protein in their diet. They need garlic. They need what's in the brain and heart pack. In fact, I could list off a bunch of things, but they're all in the brain and heart pack. Colloidal silver. Longevity has a fantastic colloidal silver. You can just ask the call team about it.
And Harry, you had another question. Go ahead.
I do, yeah, because you mentioned vitamin D3, and I'm on that. How many I use a day do you recommend? And I can't be in the sun because I'm one of those fair-skinned people. I wore pants and shirts when I'd go swimming as a kid, so I can't be.
I take 2,000, Randy. That's pretty good, isn't it?
You know, I take a little bit more, George, and I weigh probably a little bit less. I'm about 115. So I would say get the bottle from the team and then follow the daily dose on the bottle. If you're not getting sun and you weigh more, I'd probably grab a second bottle.
The sun is really important, though, isn't it?
Incredibly. I don't care what any news or any outlet or anything tells you. You got to think critically, right? Critical, right? Health news team. If you look at the island countries, those people are in the sun all the time. Are they dropping dead from cancers like we do here? No.
Back in the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s, did they have a high incidence of cancer, do you know?
I don't believe so. In fact, I have been studying the ancient and what they were eating and what their life was like. I've really done a deep dive. And if you look at the pharaohs, for example, they ate really clean and very intentionally. And we don't do that now. We'll sit down and we'll open up a bag of chips, etc. But their diet, for example, was based on what the Nile provided and what kept the body strong, lean, and resilient. We have to change our mindset in this country. Strong, lean, and resilient. And eating three meals a day just really never lets the digestive system have a rest. So they ate a lot less. I've read in some journals that they were eating only once a day because it kept their mind super sharp, because the digestive system wasn't like constantly working. The brain didn't have to constantly pull blood away and shove it towards that system.
I was going to ask you, if you fast a lot but take your supplements, is that okay?
I'll give you a story. A couple years ago, I did a 5-day fast, and I did nothing but drink water and put salt in it. I lost almost 10 pounds in 5 days.
And you supplemented, though, right?
Only with the salt. And salt does have minerals. So I supplemented with that only for the 5 days. Last year, I did a 10-day. In fact, George, I was doing the 10-day fast right up until my first show with you. And I thought, you know what? I want to be really sharp for the callers, because you do get a little kind of lethargic after 9 days, 10 days. And so I quit the fast about 2 days before I went live with you the first time. And in that 10-day fast, I lost 10 pounds. So I did a 5-day 2 years ago, lost 10 pounds. I did a 10-day, lost 10 pounds. The first four is strictly just water weight. And after that, it's like genuine fat, like visceral fat, the real bad fat.
That's the
now,
bad
my
stuff.
My sister did a fast. She did the 5-day as well. And on her, she drank black coffee every morning. She lost like 4 pounds in the same 5 days. So even they say coffee doesn't break a fast. I do believe it does. And so a true fast is literally water and salt.
We're with Dr. Randy Shannon from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take calls next hour as well. Those of you on hold, just hang right where you are. Her book is called Tongue Tales, A Delightful Adventure into Animal Tongues. And her website is called thebodycan.com. And, of course, we've got criticalhealthnews.com. And, again, that toll-free number to call for assistance and help, 1-855-949-7234. How long have you been doing this, Randy?
I've been in the health field, George, since I was 18 or 19. My first job, I was a CNA, Certified Nursing Assistant.
And so you were always interested. You've been interested since you were a kid.
Have always, well, yeah, because remember when I was a little kid, that's when the doctor actually looked at my tongue. I was like 7, 8, 9 years of age. So it's always been there. It's crazy.
Doctors always say, stick out your tongue, don't they?
Yes, they do. They knew something back then, but they've lost it today, unfortunately.
You're right about that. Okay, we're going to take a short break, Randy, and come back and take an hour of phone calls with you on Coast to Coast. Tom's back in his office taking your texts and tweets as well. Back in a moment, right here on Coast to Coast AM.